everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to the first overall choice in the 2017 OHL Priority Selection. That's Ryan Suzuki of the Barrie Colts, who is settling in to his first season in the Ontario Hockey League very well. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Sarah Noel of the Oshawa Generals. He picked up 4 goals and 4 assists for 8 points in 3 games last week and was a +5. The 17-year-old hails from Ottawa and is now in his second season with the Generals. He was chosen by Oshawa in the second round of the 2016 OHL Priority Selection. He's eligible for the 2018 NHL Entry Draft and captured a gold medal as a member of Canada's National Summer Under-18 team at the Ivan Hlinka Memorial Tournament. NHL Central Scouting has given him an A rating heading towards next year's draft. Meantime, a player chosen right at the top of the 2017 OHL Priority Selection, Ryan Suzuki of the Barrie Colts, is off to a very nice start to his Ontario Hockey League career, really settling in with the Barrie Colts. As we went to air this week, Suzuki with 16 points in 21 games, pretty strong numbers for a 16-year-old. Suzuki, of course, the younger brother of Nick Suzuki of the Owen Sound Attack. And recently, Ryan Suzuki and I chatted about his first year in the OHL. With Ryan Suzuki of the Barrie Colts, and this Barrie Colts team's off to a pretty good start here. So we're 20 some odd games into the season. What's been going well for the Barrie Colts to get things going as we're now late into November and heading into the first week of December?
I think our goaltending's been second to none. I mean, Leo's been playing great, and then whenever Kai Edmonds has had to step up, he's come in and he's won some games. So I think the biggest thing though is just our team depth. We've got great scoring power from all four lines, and our defense can contribute as well.
I heard Leo Lazarov's quite a character.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of that broken English-Russian accent he likes to entertain.
Oh, yeah, and he's missing his two front teeth, so that just adds to it.
It's quite the character. You talked about the depth, and you guys, of course, Andrei Svechnikov went down with the injury, yet it really doesn't seem like you guys have missed a beat. You miss him, of course, but is that really showing just how much depth you guys have?
Yeah, I mean, with Andrei being out, I mean, other guys have had to step up, and so far we've done that. But once he's back, it'll definitely improve and help our game.
For you, coming into the Ontario Hockey League, getting your first taste of it, what's it been like?
It's definitely a little bit faster than minor midget for sure. But all the guys have been great. I mean, I've had some great mentors like Chiodo, Howard Chuck, Svechnikov, Magwood, all those guys. So it's been a real easy transition for me.
And the guy behind the bench, Dale Howard Chuck, of course, a Hockey Hall of Famer. His career both in junior hockey and the NHL is well documented. What has it meant? I know you've had some great coaches over the years, but now working with Dale.
Yeah, it's pretty special anytime you get to talk to a Hall of Famer. Just to have him there, and he's been teaching me some things. And I mean, this year I'm just going to have to act like a sponge and just soak up all the information he gives me.
You took part in the under 17 tournament recently. Just that whole experience, now that you get a chance to look back on it, and of course playing with guys from across the country, what was that whole experience like for you?
It's definitely an honor anytime you get to put on the Canadian jersey. I mean, competing against all the best O1s in the world was a great experience for me, and I mean, we didn't get what we wanted, but it was a great experience for sure.
You find it's just a nice taste to, get that first taste of wearing a Canada jersey, and I'm sure hoping that you'll get a chance to do that again.
Yeah, I mean, this is just the first step. There's still a lot of work I got to put in to my game, and hopefully down the road, next year will be the U18s and then the World Juniors after that.
Central Division's fairly tight right now. Mississauga and Niagara coming up on your heels a little bit. I know it's early, but do you guys just find it still at that point of the season where it's more worry about your game and then let the chips fall where they may right now with the other teams?
Yeah, I mean, points are huge every game. So, I mean, you can't worry about the other teams. You just got to focus on yourself, and you can't let other teams win points for you or anything. So, when it comes down to it, you just got to play your game and hopefully get some points.
They're in the other conference. Do you find yourself watching Owen Sound Attack scores come in occasionally?
Oh, yeah. I watch. Look out for my brother all the time. But, I was it's always the Colts first. So
absolutely.
But whenever I see any cool highlights from his games, I always check them out.
Now, bring us up to speed. Have you guys played each other yet?
We haven't played in season, but we played in exhibitions.
How was that experience?
Yeah, it was definitely weird. I mean, it's always weird playing friends, but it was really weird playing a family member. So I know he actually slashed me when I was coming off from a line change and he got a penalty, which is pretty funny.
I'm sure there must have been a little rubbing that in after the game.
Yeah, there was, but they ended up winning that game, so I couldn't say too much about it.
He got the last laugh from that standpoint.
Yeah.
What's it like for your parents and family members watching? It's like, okay, we want you both to go out and score two goals, but we're not sure who we really want to win here.
Yeah, I guess they're going to have to get one of those jerseys that are cut in half. So I know there's about 10 or 12 of them at the game when they were playing each other, but... I know they were just cheering for both of us, not really focused on either of the teams.
That was Ryan Suzuki of the Barrie Colts. Some news and notes this week. Congratulations to Sioux Greyhounds coach Drew Bannister, who picked up his 100th career OHL coaching victory. While Dale Hawerchuk, the Hockey Hall of Famer, who was recently honored by the Winnipeg Jets, coached his 500th career OHL regular season game this past Sunday. This week's CHL Top 10 rankings shows three OHL clubs on the list. For the sixth straight week, the Sarnia Sting are the number one team in the country, entering this weekend's play with a 21-4-1 record. The Sioux Greyhounds remain at number three. They're 23-2 coming into this weekend's play. While the Hamilton Bulldogs crack the list, number eight they are in the CHL Top 10. Meantime, the Barrie Colts remain an honorable mention this week. Speaking of top 10s, how about the Minor Midget Top 10 rankings heading towards the OHL Cup powered by Under Armour? The Toronto Marlboros remain the number one team. They, of course, out of the GTHL. Really, the top three have stayed the same. Number two, the Oakville Rangers of the OMHA, and back to the GTHL for the Vaughan Kings at number three. You can check out the complete list at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. This, of course, all leading up to the OHL Cup, powered by Under Armour and hosted by the GTHL, which comes up in mid-March in Toronto. Keep an eye on the OHL website over the next little while, as all OHL clubs doing things leading up to the holiday season, really showing that community spirit. Teddy bear toss events will, of course, dominate the headlines. Some teams have already had them, many coming up over the next week or so. A great time of year to see OHL teams and their fans and the players getting involved in community efforts. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.